Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Matt Report. Special episode today. So what we're doing is we're recording a video screencast of the tools, WordPress business tools that I recommend. And this idea actually spawned from Carrie Dills over on her blog. She had posted the top tools and SaaS products that she uses for her day-to-day WordPress business. Thought it'd be a great idea if I did the same. So here it is. Today we're going to talk about the tools for WordPress business, one being hosting, two being some of the plugins that I use. Not all of them, certainly, but some of the few that I think don't get enough light shed on them, and productivity apps to get through our day-to-day. I'm not going to be going into super detail on each one, especially on the hosting, because I know that is one topic that you could negotiate or talk about for quite some time. Many different reasons why you pick a host over another. I'm simply giving you the recommendations that I have for the ones that I've used up until this point. And then, of course, the same thing with the plugins. There's a million plugins that we can all use for each individual project specifically. But I'm talking about a few plugins today that I think that just don't get enough light shed on them, or at least not in the circles that I run in. As always, mattreport.com/subscribe. Join over 1,000 folks who have joined the mailing list now, where it's not just a regurgitation of the blog posts or the podcast, but more of a one-on-one dialogue covering different topics. And it's more personal, usually comes out on the weekends. We talk about all kinds of great things there, and we all have a great conversation. It's awesome stuff. And if you want to just get in touch with me, MattReportBlog@gmail.com. Send me any questions you might have. What is it that you're struggling with your WordPress business? Let me know, and I usually get those questions answered for us on the show when I have guests, and specifically for the Matt Report Pro version coming up. So let's take a look at some of the housekeeping things that are in order. Head on over to WPMentor.org. This is a free site. It's really just a working project practice that's just seeing where it goes, right? So you can go here and you can sign up to be a mentor if you want to help some folks, or be a mentee if you're looking for some advice in any part of your WordPress business, be it freelancing, running a small agency, design developer, whatever it is. Sign up for both. You know, the mentorship relationship should be good for both folks, right? So a mentor should get something out of this, as well as the mentee getting something out of it and getting the advice to help. There are no rules or restrictions behind any of this stuff. So we're just going to kind of go and see what happens as this goes along. And if you do make a connection with somebody, shoot me that email or use the contact form on the site and let me know if you made a connection, because what I'd like to do is interview the folks who are helping each other to be better WordPress people, right? So check that out, WPMentor.org. I also had a chance to redesign my Hire Me page on MattReport.com as I prepare for the MattReport Pro product that's coming out soon with sort of the redesign of my site. So go ahead and check that out. I think the most interesting part or service that I'm going to try to offer up this year is adding me to your team, right? So if you or somebody who's building a WordPress product, or you're another WordPress agency, or you're a freelancer and you've just got a lot of work and you need some WordPress help, WordPress business help, marketing ideas, testing a WordPress plugin, testing new themes, getting feedback, getting specific feedback from me, where I can do private screen recordings and private Skype sessions, things like that. What I'm doing is making myself available and accessible to you via email, Skype, Google Hangout, that kind of thing. We can meet every month and sort of recap these goals, keep you true to your goals, that kind of thing, or just help you out with the product, right? I mean, you know, what is it that, every time you're launching a new product, you need somebody to test it, you need to get rid of that tunnel vision, you need somebody else to help join you on the team. That's what I'm looking to do in 2014. We'll talk more about that. And lastly, we launched a new WordPress theme called Capture. It's an awesome photo blogging theme. Definitely check this out. This is the stuff that just melts my brain. My developer, Scott, did an amazing job doing some HTML5 full screen API support with Backbone.js and Underscore.js. This stuff is just awesome. When you click on a photo, be it in your browser or on your mobile device, it uses a whole screen. You can swipe left and right, do all these crazy things. It's certainly awesome. Check out the video on that site and check out the theme. Now, let's get into the meat of the podcast and some of these tools that that I use and that I recommend folks use as they build up their WordPress business. First round is going to be web hosting. And what are the different vendors that we use or have used? Now, I'm not going to do a compare and contrast of different ones. Just know that I've been doing this for 5 years and I've been on a lot of hosts. And I've tried out everybody from A to Z. Everyone has their sort of positives and negatives, quirks, that kind of thing. But what I look for really is the value and support that we get from any of our vendors. And this first recommendation here is Linode, a great company, I think based out of New Jersey. And it allows you to build out these bare bone VPS servers. And you got to have some of that server management Linux chops. You got to be able to understand that you're going to, you know, have this NASCAR of a VPS where it's not going to have the plush leather interiors or, you know, GPS and all this fun stuff, but it can perform. And it's a body for you to kind of go in and build out the software management that you might use. And you know, it's not going to come with cPanel or anything like that, but you're more than welcome to go buy a cPanel license and put it on there, or you can go use some kind of open source project, or you can just go bare bones and run just Apache or Nginx, that kind of thing. But the prices are super, super competitive. You get a lot of power from it. You know, just starting off for $20 a month, you're getting a gig of RAM and the capability of up to 8 CPUs with 48 gigs of storage and 2 terabytes of transfer. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And even the 80 bucks, you're doubling your RAM essentially and doubling your storage. It's awesome stuff. And if you have the chops to kind of go and build these things yourself, well, now you're talking about getting a little bit more value, than what you could run on, you know, say a typical WordPress managed host that might be charging you $30 a month, where you get one site, you know, for $40 a month here, you could potentially run 100 WordPress sites. You just have to be prepared that you are the first and last line of defense in terms of support, because these folks aren't going to support you down to that granular WordPress level. It would be you, and you for your clients. But what you can do is you can kind of see the opportunity if you're really good at this stuff and you can really lock this stuff down. You can make a nice little business out of it. Now, of course, people are going to come and say, well, you know, it doesn't have you're not building out a true network and there's no replication. Well, no, of course not. I mean, this is small potatoes, $40 a month. But if you start to build it out, you can kind of start to formulate these little mini networks and do a really damn good job at it. Let's take a look at the next one, DigitalOcean. This is a newcomer to the scene. I really like these guys because, one, it's five measly dollars a month. And what they're going to give you is the same kind of thing. It's cloud hosting, just like Linode is. But for $5, you get 20 gigs, 512 megs of memory. The key difference here is it runs on SSD. And Linode actually is upgrading or has upgraded all of their hard drives to SSD. So performance-wise, they're doing really good as well. But for $5 a month, you can run a staging server. You can have a backup server. You can put all your, you know, projects in process, as long as it fits on 20 gigs on this one server, right, for $5. And you can use it for just your development environment. A lot of people say that they're building locally on the web, locally on their desktop, and there's all kinds of different solutions you can use for that, XAMPP and desktop server and all this stuff. You know, me, I just like to FTP and SSH everything as if it were a real environment and go to a subdomain. If you're in that same boat, DigitalOcean is really cool for that because it's such a low price. It's super easy to use. The control panel's easy. What they're referred to as droplets is what your server's referred to. And it's easy to deploy and get up and running SSH access. And you can do backups and snapshots. Really fun, easy stuff. Check them out for $5 a month. Not a bad deal. Lastly, if you're looking for, you know, you don't want to do any of this hands-on stuff, you don't want to build servers yourself, you don't want to have to worry about all the management of that, I've recently moved some of my server sites to SiteGround, and I'm having fairly good success, especially with their startup Grow Big and Go Geek plans, specifically for WordPress hosting. you know, I'm in a situation right now where I have one of their cloud servers. That one's not running 100% as I thought. I'm going to put some more thoughts together in a blog post about that. But I can say that the support that I get is hands down the best WordPress support that I've received in quite some time. And again, I've been doing this for a while. I've tried everybody from A to Z. These guys are really killing it with their support, and happy to be a part of it. And I get a lot of great help from them, you know, when I need it. So if you're looking for just a specific WordPress hosting package, check out SiteGround and all the stuff that they have to offer. If you need a place to register your domain names, another place that we use is Namecheap. And, you know, not just specifically for pricing. You know, I think everybody's around the same prices nowadays. I really don't know because I don't really look anywhere else. It's more about the API that they have because we've been able to hook into Namecheap to have people register domains for different sites that we've built, you know, for other resellers. And their API is phenomenal. I think they're actually using Enom's API, and they've just built a better one. and so it's kind of interesting in that regard. Or they're a reseller of Enom, I should say. And they've just built an amazing API. But, you know, they've got SSLs and all kinds of top-level domains, so definitely a place that I recommend you go ahead and pick up your domain names from. Let's start chatting about the plugins now and shedding some light on some plugins that don't normally you don't normally see being thrown around, like a WooCommerce or, you know, even Easy Digital Downloads is more commonplace now, that kind of thing. Search WP in combination with Facet WP is two amazing combinations for improving search. And again, I don't want to get too in depth with sort of this overview today, but you know, just if you're looking to, if you have lots of data, or a client has lots of data, and you need to build them a directory, or you know, if you're selling websites to car dealers and you need to build an inventory system, that kind of thing, you know, you might look out on the web and you might see people who actually use like a WooCommerce to do this kind of thing. Well, it doesn't really have that search capability built in, as finely tuned as a Search WP in combination with Faceted WP will have. And if you're building these sort of unique sites with lots of data, data you need to search, data you need to build a UI for, user interface for, definitely check out these two plugins. It's super cheap, right? I think for less than $100, less than $50 even, you can build yourself a pretty robust search platform that you might see on, you know, large e-commerce sites like an Amazon, or like in the car example, at cars.com, something like that. So definitely check out these two plugins and give them a shot because they are doing a really good job. Advanced custom fields. There's a lot of plugins out there that are doing things that are helping you build custom fields for custom post types. And advanced custom fields just kills it with the slickness and usability of the plugin. It's tremendous. It's one of the most enjoyable interfaces that we use for plugins because it's responsive, it's quick, it's easy to understand. It's taking a really complex thing like custom fields and making it very usable. And not just, you know, when you're making, you know, it's so easy to make one or two fields, custom fields, but what happens when you have potentially hundreds of different options that you want to build out per post? This does a great job of it. And then it's got a ton of add-ons that you can expand or extend your posts. You know, a lot of them being location fields is always very popular, or even a WYSIWYG or Gravity Forms field. All these different neat things that you can do with the add-on. So definitely check out Advanced Custom Fields. How can you, you know, what can you use this for? Even with the free plugin, without even having to go and buy some of the extended add-ons, it's a great way to present wireframes or mockups to a client. Or if you're looking to build some kind of web app by using Advanced Custom Fields or any custom field plugin for that matter, being able to demonstrate to your client that you can put these extra fields in post to get them to understand, like, oh, that, you know, yeah, we're not just going to use the content editor for this. Yeah, this is why we need to have custom fields in here, because it's going to make organizing your content better. Or if you're working with a large team, you know, a subset of the team can have access to these fields, the other part of the team can't, that kind of thing. So it allows you to quickly and rapidly build out these more complex WordPress installs that you might not be able to on your own, or with limited budget or limited time even. Another favorite plugin of mine, which I don't think gets enough, I know they do because they're very successful, but one that I don't really hear many people talking about, at least in my circles, is WP Touch, and especially WP Touch Pro version 3 that they just launched. I think it's just an amazing plugin for creating mobile sites. And everyone loves responsive. I love responsive. My site's responsive. But I think that, and I think the technology in the new WP Touch is leveraging some responsive stuff, but being able to target and make a mobile specific site, I think, is just super important. Because a lot of these themes that we see, or a lot of multimedia sites, are very heavy, right? There's a lot of photos or videos or colors or, God forbid, parallax styles or styling or animation, whatever you want to call that creature, that can really bog down a site. And sure, responsive is great, but, you know, 9 times out of 10, what I'm seeing responsive sites do is just sort of, you know, shrink down the content, and it's still going to load all those assets anyway. WP Touch is going to allow you to target these different sites or different elements and say, include this, not include this, load this style for this size iPhone, load this for an iPad, that kind of thing. So awesome stuff, and definitely one that I don't think gets enough attention. So definitely check out WP Touch for your mobile needs. Last segment will be getting into the productivity, right? The stuff that I use on a day-to-day basis to work with my team and my client projects. Number one is Trello, and I absolutely love Trello. I wrote a blog post about this. I'll link this up in the show notes, about connecting my contact forms with my Trello account. And Trello can be used for anything, any kind of list building. If you need a list for something, and that's, let's face it, that's how sort of we all work. You have a project, you have a list of things to do. You have your daily routine, you have a list of things to do. And what Trello does is make that super easy to build and then share with other people. So you basically work with cards, and each card can represent a task, or it can represent a multiple tasks, because within each card you can drill down and you can put in other to-do lists, to-do items, files, comments, and you can have, you know, conversation after conversation, and upload files, share to-do lists under one card, color code these cards, drag and drop them around your specific board. And I really want to go more in depth on Trello at some point, but definitely check out Trello. If you're a Basecamp user, I really hate to say this because I love Basecamp, or I loved using Basecamp. It was a godsend. But when they did their relaunch, their redesign, it started to lose some of that magic touch, right? For some reason, it just didn't feel as organized for whatever reason. I think when they went to that real simplistic mode, a lot of sort of the stuff I was used to and the team was used to seeing was missing. And this was a great alternative, and not just because of the fact that it's free. In fact, I have the gold plan, but because it's just so damn easy. And one of the things I really love about it is it's real time. And I know Basecamp is now when it wasn't before, but real time is super important, because if you're in a room of people having a meeting and you've got either this, you know, projected on the wall or on everybody's laptops as they're sitting around, or tablets, when you're adding in to-dos and tasks, it's automatically appearing right there to everybody. It's just super slick and super fast. I can't recommend it enough for any of your project management needs. Last but not least, one that's never really talked about much except for me is ScreenFlow. And I'm using ScreenFlow right now to create this video. You know, if you're not using ScreenFlow to you know, create tutorial videos for your customers or walkthroughs, then I feel bad for you, because this is super easy to use if you're, as long as you're on a Mac, and you can use this to record your screencast. You can use this to create podcasts. I use it to edit my podcast because it's just so damn easy. It's much easier than GarageBand, I'll tell you that. And by embedding other multimedia like photos and videos and inserting that stuff into your screencast, it makes it easy to do that too. And export right to YouTube or Vimeo. It's super awesome. And it is a productivity tool because we use it for training. When somebody gets a custom WordPress site from us that has some out-of-the-box functionality, especially in the dashboard, in the admin or dashboard area, we use this to explain it. And that way it's archived. And they have a hard copy, if you will, from their training session, and works like a charm. So I can't recommend ScreenFlow enough. You can get that from Telestream. It's like $100, but it's awesome. And if you're creating any of this content, you definitely need it. All right, and that's a wrap, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Again, if you have any questions, mattreportblog@gmail.com. Send me those emails. Send me what your biggest problem is in WordPress business, and we'll try to get it solved for you on the show, on the site, in video, in person, whatever it might be. All right, everybody, till next time.